The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk.
And also for AEW wrestling. Because, why not? Because anytime I hear that, that pops into my head. Thank you, JR.
We are back in the studio so people on PCTV can actually see
us.
Yes.
Hi.
So here we are. All right, so we haven't done this yet, but we're going to do our in memoriam show of all the celebrities and people that died in 2022.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So we're going to start in January.
2023 was no picnic either.
2023 has just started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that next year.
Well, if you know what I mean.
So, first on our list is Sidney Poitier.
Oh,
he was 94. We all know what he did.
I'm trying to think.
He was the person. He was the actor that was, guest was coming to dinner.
I know his name, but I guess he's coming to dinner, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm
I think so, yeah. And he was 94. Awesome. Bob Saget from Full House.
Yeah, it's Full House.
Died January 9th. Sidney Poitier died January 6th. Robert Durst. He was a real estate heir and failed fugitive.
Okay.
He died January 10th. Ronnie Spector.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Died January 12th, the girl group, the Ronettes.
And she was in my favorite song, but anybody, Be My Baby Tonight. Take Me Home Tonight.
Take Me Home Tonight with the late Eddie.
Would delay it any money.
Eddie Money. Andre Leon Talley, he was 73. He was a visible figure of the fashion world.
Yes, please put on the glasses. You might be able to understand what you're reading.
Possibly.
That one kind of made me go blank. I didn't know about that one.
He died January 18th. Meatloaf.
Yes.
Marvin Lee Adey. He was 74. Paradise by a Dash Ford Light. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
What everyone doesn't understand is he did not like the name Marvin.
Yeah, he didn't. So he changed it to Mike. He legally changed it to Michael.
His real name was Marvin Michael Lee Adey.
He hated it, folks.
And he got meatloaf from his coach. Yeah. Carol
right, yes, from his high school football coach because his high school.
They never put any articles about him in any of the magazines.
Yeah, no. I know. It's
horrible.
Louis Anderson.
Oh, God.
He died January 21st.
Let me.
Yeah,
he was in Good Burn. He was in Good Burger.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so now in February.
Coming
to America.
Yes, he was the guy who was going ahead, turn around and says, I'm washing salad. He turned around and then eventually I'm going to go ahead and be on fries.
Yes.
Okay, in February, Ivan Reitman. He was 75. Ghostbusters.
Yes.
The guy who produced Ghostbusters.
Also,
he died February 12th. Sally Kellerman, she was 84. the original Margaret Houlihan from the movie MASH.
Margaret O'Houlihan. Remember, it is not Houlihan, it's O'Houlihan.
February 24th. Brings us to March. Yes. Emilio Delgado, 81. He was Lewis on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back in the day. He was 81. Tracy Braxton. The sister of Tony Braxton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was 50. She died on March 12th. William Hurt. He was 71. He had movies Body Heat and The Big Chill and Broadcast News.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was with Alan Alda in it.
Yep. Madeleine Albright, who was the first female Secretary of State.
Oh,
she died March 23rd. She was 84. Taylor Hawkins.
Drummer for the Foo Fighters.
Drummer for 23 years for the Foo Fighters. Died March 25th.
And actually, Dave is finally deciding to do auditions for another drummer, actually.
Okay. Well, it took a while. You know, people have got to heal from their pain.
He made the comment that Taylor would have wanted them to continue and to move on.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, you grieve, you grieve and you move on. You know,
exactly.
People have to understand that. You can't dwell in the past. You have to move on.
Right. All right.
ACDC did it for Bon Scott. So
yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that just for a minute, shall
yeah,
we?
Please correct what...
Bon Scott died January of 1980.
Exactly.
Okay. They got Brian Johnson and put out Back in Black in the summer of 1980.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Somebody also has to tell the little special DJ with the brain fart on XM that. Remember what she said?
Oh, she's talking about... Well, she's talking about Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And I did look it up. She was right. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap was released in the UK in 1976. It didn't
get
UK
and Europe in 76.
It didn't get released in the United States till 1981.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at a couple of the things. You know, certain things were with the Beatles. I mean, look at one of the songs. Because of what John had said in the song, it wasn't released in the UK, but it was released in America.
No, it was banned in the UK.
The song was banned in the UK. Okay.
That's what I said, never
Anyways,
released.
All right. Now we're into April. Estelle Harris. She was 93. Yeah. She was the short fused mother on Seinfeld and voiced Mrs.
Potato Head
in the Toy Story franchise.
Yeah.
Died April
2nd. That's how I know her.
Bobby Rydell.
Wait a minute.
What are we waiting for?
The mother.
Yes.
Does anybody even recognize her from Friends?
No. She from Friends.
The mother from.
No, she was the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
She was the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You're thinking of Christina Pickles.
Yeah.
Who's Ross's and Monica and Ross's parents?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you later.
Or are you thinking of, the other one you're thinking of is?
The other one you're thinking of is Morgan Fairchild and freaking.
I was thinking of St. Jude person there.
Morgan Fairchild, which is Rachel's.
No, I'm talking about Danny Thomas's Marlo Thomas.
Marlo,
who is Rachel's mother.
Right, I know that.
If
I'm not stupid.
If you're talking about the one that plays Chandler's father.
I know, that's Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Thank
Kathleen
you very
Turner.
Much.
Still
alive. Okay, right. Go on.
Bobby Rydell, he was 79. Remember, he was in Star Radio Television and the movie Bye Bye Birdie.
Was he under the boardwalk? Did he sing Under the Boardwalk?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
No, correction. No. I know who she played. She played Jerry's mother
on
ER.
She was Jerry's mother on
ER. What I was trying to figure out. Right. I'm sorry.
Gilbert Gottfried.
The voice of the
Aflac Duck.
And Iago the Parrot from Aladdin. Yes, and Iago the Parrot from Aladdin, too.
Liz Sheridan. She was 93. She played the doting mama, Jerry Seinfeld. She died April 15th. Orrin Hatch. He was 88. The longest serving Republican senator in history. Died April 23rd. Naomi Judd. She was 76. She was, of course, the daughter. her daughter, Winona Judd.
And
she died April 30th.
Yep.
Going to May, Mickey Gilley.
Yes, country.
He was 86, sure. Country singer whose namesake, Texas Honky Tonk, inspired the 1980 film
Urban Cowboy.
No kidding.
Starring your buddy there. He died May 7th.
John Travolta.
Fred Ward. He was 79. He was in such films as The Right Stuff, The Player, and Tremors. He died May 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bob Lanier. He was the NBA player in the 1970s. He died May 10th.
Mm.
Ben Jealous, who wrote the score for Chariots of Fire.
Oh, really?
Yes, he died May 17th.
Movie sucked.
Ray Liotta.
Mom just comes up.
Movie sucked. We're not here to do that.
Oh, Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Goodfellas, Field of Dreams. Died May 26th.
Marriage Story. Yes, he was the defense attorney. He was the defense attorney in Marriage Story opposite Laura Dern.
Andy Fletcher. He was 60. He was the keyboardist for Depeche Mode.
Oh, shit.
For the band Depeche Mode. He died May 26th.
Oh, yeah. I knew about them. I knew about that because my friend Eleanor is a fan of Depeche Mode. That's how I know.
Ann Turner Cook. She was 95.
Mm-hmm.
She was the original Gerber baby.
My goodness.
She died June 3rd. Tony Sigaruso. He was 55. He was a defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. He died June 22nd.
Yeah, and also
July.
No, I'm thinking of Tony something or other.
James Caan. He was 82.
Oh, yeah, Sonny.
Sonny Corleone in The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
He was a dying football player in Brian Song and the Casino Boss in Las Vegas. He died on July 6th.
I'm dead serious. 2022 was not a good. It was not a good season for Italian. It was not a good year for Italian actors. Not a good year for
Ivana
Italian
Trump.
Actors. Oh God,
she was 73.
Ready? First Wives Club. Don't get mad. Get everything.
She died July 14th.
That was her favorite quote.
That was her quote in First Wives Club. Don't get mad. Get everything.
Paul Sorvino. He was 83. He was Paulie Cicero in Goodfellas and the NYPD Sergeant Phil Cetera in Law and Order.
No kidding.
Judge July 25th.
See what I mean? Not a good year for Italians.
Tony Dow. Wally Cleaver. Yep. He was 77. He died July 27th.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Michelle Nichols.
Yes.
She's 89.
Lieutenant O'Hara
from the original Star Trek. She died July 30th. Pat Carroll. He was 95. The voice of Ursula in the Little Mermaid.
Yes. What?
July 30th.
I'm sorry, I'm that weird person that would actually go that actually listens to Poor Unfortunate Souls and goes ahead and likes it. That was the song that her character went ahead and sang in the movie. I'm sorry, I'm a villain person.
Bill Russell, he was 88. He was a great player from the Boston Celtics dynasty.
Wait a minute, the Celtics had a dynasty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Now yes, they did. They
now
were
we get,
really
now
good.
Now we get into August. Olivia Newton-John. She was 73. Sandy in the blockbuster film
Grease.
Opposite John Travolta.
And
she had such hits as Physical, You're the One That I Want.
And also on top of that, she was in a little movie. Nobody really goes out and plays anymore. Xanadu. And yes,
Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes, and
Jeff
and
Lynn.
Yes, and one of the
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, Gene Kelly, folks, was in Xanadu. If you haven't seen the film.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
1980.
Yes. Let me see. It was Xanadu, Magic, and the duet she did with him. I can't remember the name of it.
I can't remember it either.
And ELO with All Over the World.
Yes.
That hit came from Xanadu.
Yes, that hit came from Xanadu,
Wolfgang Peterson. He was 81.
Oh, goodness.
He was in such films as Line of Fire, Air Force One, and The Perfect Storm.
Oh, yeah. He
died August 12th.
Oh, my goodness.
Anne Heche. She was 53. She died August 14th.
Trying to think.
The Tender Bar. She was in a couple things. Len Dawson. He was 87, Hall of Fame quarterback from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, goodness. We don't talk about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, why don't we?
You're not supposed to talk.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Well, and we can talk about them because New England's not.
And
Tom Brady's retiring for the third time.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to Lesser Two Evils. I'm going to say go Eagles. Anyways.
Bob.
Yes. We will go ahead and we will root for the Eagles because it's one of my good friends.
One of our neighbors is Miss Carol.
Fan, so and you are one
Eagles.
Of my good neighbors.
Are you and Dave watching the Super Bowl?
Of course.
So did Carol and Dave
like
are
said,
watch
go
the
Eagles.
Super Bowl. Okay, I guess just because of Carol, I have to go with the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So.
And Miss
exactly.
And
Erica. My team didn't make it in. I don't care about Erica.
Oh, no, that's me.
Carol's my director. I gotta go with her.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, I gotta go with the crazy woman in my complex. You know,
put on black for the rest of the time we're here.
I gotta go with the crazy mama bears.
Bob LaPoon, 76. He was an actor originally played in The Chorus Line and played Tony Soprano's physician. Mikhail Gorbachev. Shall I say any more? 91. Gorbachev.
Oh, Gorbachev.
September.
Is it sad that the only way I know that man it was because of Ronald Reagan, because he said Gorbachev turned on his wall? That's the only thing I know!
Bernard Shaw.
Okay, I was born in the 80s. Go figure.
In September, Bernard Shaw, he was 82. He was CNN's chief anchor.
Oh, really?
He died on September 7th.
Interesting.
And of course, at 96 on September 8th, Queen Elizabeth II, Her Royal Majesty.
Exactly.
Should I say anymore? Ramsey Lewis, he was 87, a renowned jazz pianist. He died September 12th. Jean-Luc Godard, the iconic infant terrible of the French New Wave who revolutionized popular cinema in 1960 with his feature Breathless and stood for years among film world's most influential directors, died September
13th. Oh, he's the one in charge of the film war movement. Okay.
Ken Starr, 76, former federal appellate judge, and criminal investigation of Bill Clinton led to the president's impeachment.
Oh.
Died September 13th. Louise Fletcher, 88. The nurse Fletcher. Ratchet from One Flew Over the
Cuckoo's
Nest.
Yep.
Yes.
Died September 23rd. Coolio.
Yes,
Gangster's Paradise. He was 59. He died September
28th. Hold on, what's the other song? I know. Fantastic Voyage.
Fantastic Voyage. In October, Sachin Littlefeather, 75. The actor and activist who declined Marlon Brando's 1973 Academy Award for The Godfather on his behalf in incredible protests of Hollywood's portrayals of Native Americans died November 2nd. And on October 4th, the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn, died at 90.
Get her right. Miss Loretta Lynn.
October 11th, Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
She was 96.
Did you know that it was a known fact about Miss Loretta that she was the first woman of country music? That's how they deducted her.
There you go.
That's how they introduced her, was the first lady of country.
Yep. Angela Lansbury, who was Jessica Fletcher in the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
And Mrs. Potts.
Yes, in Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Robbie Coltrane, who's 72.
Oh.
He's a baby-faced comedian, and he's a crime-solving psychologist on the TV series Cracker, and General Half-Giant. Hey, Hargreig in the Harry Potter movies died October
14th. Tavi and my friend Melanie.
Quiet over there in the corner.
We're kind of sad.
Don't put the camera on.
We're kind of sad about the Harry Potter franchise. I'll give it to the Harry Potter people. I'm sorry for your loss.
Leslie Jordan, he was 67.
Yes.
He was in TV series Will and Grace. American Horror, Horror Story and Call Me Cat.
Yes, and also on top of that, he was on Reba one time because he wanted wanted thing to go ahead and play football with Van, and Van went ahead and got upset because of how short he was, and also because
actually it was
how
twice
how flamboyant he was.
Once he was introduced to Van.
Yeah.
And then the second time he was Reba's date.
Oh yes, he was.
That's who that was.
Yes. Yes, that's how I knew Leslie.
You didn't
before
know
going
that?
To get.
No, I actually did. That's who that was.
Yes.
It was the one. Yes, he was the one that went ahead and won the thing to do football with Van. He was on there. His name was Tracy.
That's who that. Okay.
Yes.
All
did
right.
They,
thank
you
for
because,
that.
Because
that
of the fact that Cheyenne thought it was a girl.
Yes.
And got upset until he turned around and he arrived, and then she found out it was a woman or a guy.
It was a man.
It was a man. And then she's like, knock your tears out, honey.
All right. October 28th, at 87 years old, the rock and roll pioneer, Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Who married his second cousin.
Yeah.
In November, guy named Takeoff. He was 28.
Oh, yeah, a rapper. I'm sorry, I don't know his work, but God bless him.
Aaron
Anyways.
Carter, he was 34. He is the brother of Nick Carter from
the
Backstreet Boys.
Yes, he was the little brother of Nick Carter, who unfortunately couldn't deal with his mental demons.
Jeff Cook, he was 73. He was the co-founder and guitarist for Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was.
Interesting.
He died November 8th. Gallagher, the comedian, died at 76.
Yes.
Wanted to hit the watermelons all
yes,
the time.
The history
of November 11th.
God help you do your
yes.
thing, Oz, is if you went to any of his shows, they gave you these plastic, like, raincoats you put over yourself and the glasses over your face because if you sat in the front aisle.
You got splattered.
You got splattered.
You got splattered
death.
By a watermelon.
John Aniston.
He would take these huge watermelons, big mallet, and just.
At 89 years old on November 11th, John Aniston, who is the daytime soap opera Days of Our Lives, and of course the father of Friends actress Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Jason David Frank.
Oh, you had to hit me right in the fields. Right in the fields.
He was the Green Ranger from the 1990s children's series, The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Makes
yes.
Jesse 19. Really
yes,
old.
Yes, he was Tommy Oliver.
On November 25th, at 63 years old, the Oscar and Golden Globe two-time Grammy-winning singer and actress who starred and sang the title cut from the 1980 hit movie Fame.
Yes,
Irene Cara. November 30th, at 79 years old, the British-born Fleetwood Mac vocalist, songwriter, and keyboard player whose cool, soulful Cantero helped define such classics as You Make Loving Fun, Everywhere, and Don't Stop, Christine McVie. Mm. And we get into December. Gaylord Perry, who is 84, is a Baseball Hall of Famer, two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Oh, goodness.
Bob McGrath, at 90, again, he was on the Sesame Street.
Yes.
He died December 4th.
Okay, older?
Yeah, weird noises coming out of you over there. At 71,
I think
years,
she had a dry spot down
the back
of 71
years old on December 5th, she was known for her work on Cheers, Veronica's Closet, and Star Trek, and Three Men
yes.
and a Baby.
And Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking.
It wasn't Three Men and a Baby.
It was Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking. Look Who's Talking to Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Cheers.
Gary Friedkin. He was 70. He was a local actor for his work on Happy Days and The Young Doctors in Love. Mike Leach. 61.
Can I say something for a second?
Yeah.
Do you watch your show?
Do I watch what show? I watch a lot of shows.
Do you watch your Tim Allen show?
Which one?
Last Man Standing.
You got to be more specific. He did two shows.
Do you watch Last Man Standing?
Religiously.
Okay.
I have an autographed
Do you remember his wife? The one who plays his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that plays Nessa?
The one that plays Vanessa.
Surprise! That's the one from Three Men and a Baby.
Vanessa, Vanessa is the one from Three Men and a Baby.
Yes, she is. Oops.
Yes,
look it up.
Look it up. I gotta use my. Go look it up over there. Vanessa.
I know it because I've seen the movie. It's Vanessa from Three. She's in Three Men and a Baby.
Okay, I'll take your word for it at this point. Mike Leach, 61. He was the college football coach who revolutionized the game with air raid defense on December 12th. Stephen T. Witch Boss, another. He was a beloved dancing DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and a former contestant on So You Think You Can Dance. Franco Harris, 72. The Hall of Fame running back and heads up thinking authorized the Immaculate Reception, considered the most iconic play in NFL history. Died December 20th. Pele, he was 82, the Brazilian soccer person. 93, and Barbara Walters,
Barbara
died December
Walter.
30th. And last but not least, on December 31st, at 95 years old, Pope Emeritus Benedict, 4 to 16th. Pope Benedict the 16th. So that's the list of who died in 2022. I still have time for my rant because I have 4 minutes.
Nancy Travis.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Apparently, and I didn't watch it that closely.
Yes,
don't look at me like a tone of voice.
Yes, because if you go to film photography, right here, 1987, Three Men and a Baby.
Thank you.
Sylvia Bennington.
And then she came back and redid her role again.
Three Men and a Little Lady?
Yes. And then who she married in it? Tom Selleck.
I'm going to have to watch the movie. Yeah, Three Men and a Baby was Tom Selleck, Ted Danson.
Yeah, Three Men and a Little Lady,
and Steve Guttenberg.
Thank you.
Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy. And so here's my little rant.
Okay, here's
last
a little
week,
rant.
I still have time, so I have like 3 minutes. Last week, Warner Media put out that they're not going to run the final season of Snowpiercer.
Yeah, I know.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Snowpiercer is based off a movie in the 90s where this train of 1,000 cars long is in the middle of, and the whole world
is
covered
post-apocalyptic world.
Post-apocalyptic ice. The world is
You mean like
ice.
What happened this past weekend?
Yeah,
it was
like
a nuclear
that.
Winter.
So it started Daveed Diggs.
Yes.
Jennifer Connelly.
Daveed Diggs being from Hamilton.
Hamilton. Jennifer Connelly from whatever. Forgot what she's in. I forgot.
I forgot.
And the actual guy there.
Sean Penn.
Not Sean Penn.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. Yeah, Sean
Thank
Bean.
You. I'm sorry. Sean just got me confused. Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings.
Right. So everybody gets hooked on this show.
Matt.
They finish producing the third season.
Yes.
And then Warner Media, who owns TBS TNT because it was on TBS, decides we're not going to run the third and final season of Snowpiercer. If you want to pick it up and watch it, you have to put it on Hulu Live.
In order to watch Hulu Live?
Before Hulu Live, you got to pay almost $100 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost $100 a month.
Maybe that's why we told them where to go to?
It's a little bit expensive.
But they do have Snowpiercer on DVD because I saw...
Yeah, but they're not going to have season 3 on DVD.
Oh, they probably will. They had 1 and 2 on DVD.
So I guess you have to pick up Snowpiercer on DVD.
Yeah, so you just basically have to wait it out. It isn't going to kill you.
All right, we got
to
go. All right, we're out of time. So we will see you next week.
Peace out, everybody. Have
Peace
a good
out.
One. And
make sure she's connected.
You know, drive safe and all that good, happy stuff and be cool.
And it's not
you're not
going.
Connected. Right,
it's not going.
All right, we are out of here. We will
we
talk to you
here,
next week.
Take care.